So, my love, what does Rav mean? My love, aren't we talking about the label that he didn't live with her? And still, what did Rav say? That she's automatically married to the first one when she becomes a Gedolah, and the fact she got married to a second man means nothing. So you see, even without Bia, by itself the Kedusha becomes Midiraisa. So Morris says, lie, there's no proof. I'll tell you the ball. We're talking about when she became a Gedolah, the first one lived with her. Freddy Gemari, the boy of my time with the Shmuel, yet the first one lived with her when she became a Gedolah, so Avada, he's married to a Midiraisa. So what's the time of Shmuel that says when she got married to a second man, she has to have a gift from him? Havada, the second Kedusha is not Chal. She's an Eishes Ish to the first one. So what the Teretz is, Kesova kola boil adas Kedusha nereshenim uboil. That what? That when she makes Bia, the second time, even when she came to Gedola, when they make Bia now, Shmuel holds, they don't have in mind to make a new Maisa Kedusha now. The adas is only to have Bia, manas the first Kedusha they made. So that's the Machlokes. He married her when she was a Katana. So according to Shmuel, even when she comes to Gedolah, and he lives with her, the Kedushin is still on him with the Rabbanan. He doesn't hold that when he lives with her now, when she's a Gedolah, he has like das to make a new Maisa Kedushin. No, he has das to live with her because he was married to her from before. Rav holds that when she comes to Gedolah, a person knows that up until now the Kedushin was on him with the Rabbanan, and he wants to marry a Midiraisa, so he has in das, that when he lives with her now, he's doing a L'Shem Kedushin. Alright, what about the Eidim? No, you have to have Eidim there also in the stomach. But I call upon Rav holds that the first Bia you make with her when she's a Gedolah, you're doing a L'Shem Kedushin. But Shmuel says no. The Svari is called Aboil Adas Kedushin or Rishonim Aboil, and therefore it's not the Iraisa. Therefore, she never got married to him in the Iraisa. Therefore, if she marries another man now, the second Kedushin is Chal, and that's why Midir Abonim now, she has to have a get. She can't live with the second man. So therefore, that get talk is midi raisa. She has to have a get from the second man. For the Gemara, we argued one time about this. The Yitma, we learned. Kid Shiral Tanai. Somebody makes Kedushin with his wife, but a Tanai. Only if you give me $200. For Konsastam, and then they had the Nisuyin Bia, Chupa, Stam, Peshas Kanisa, they made no Tanai. So Rav Oma Tzricha Meno Get. Rav says you have to give her a get. Even though she was not in Makayim, the Tanai, the Kedushin is Chal, you have to get a get. Ushmulo me'ena tzricha me'no get. No, she does not need a get. Since she was not in Makayim, the Tanai, she did not give the $200, the Kedushin is not Chal at all. What's the Machlokes? Rav Oma tzricha me'no get. The Kedushin was Chal, she has to get a get now, even though she did not do the Tanai. Why not? Kivon de nosvo, because when you live with her, b'shas biya, b'shas nesuyin, achula yachla letnoi. There's a svar like the nesuyin now is like a new ma'isa kedushin. Like you're being meichel, you're giving up the first tnoim you made. You meichel it. You're freer from it. Ushmul Amar Shmul says no, ain't a tzricha menu get. Why? Because kol ha'boil das kedushin or ishoinim uboil. Even though you're living with her now, you still have das only amanas the first kedushin. And since with the first Kedushin you made a Tanai with her only if she pays you money, so Kozman, she does not pay you money, the Kedushin is not Chal, and you don't have to give her a get. So what do you have to have a second Machlokes? When Marcel Tzrich, we need both. The Yitmahi over there become a Rav Mishum Dika Tanai. Maybe over there there was a Tanai. So the Svari is Vechivan, the Boil Achle Le Tanoi. When he made B, it's a Svari, he was Merkel the Tanai. That's good. Abba Baho, maybe over here, Aim a Modle Le Shmuel. Hovero to Shiloh, when you live with your wife, she was a Katana. Now she became a Gedolah. Like, who says when you make beer with her now, you have that to make a new Maisa Kedushin? From the first Shiloh, Rav only says it's a Svarah, he's Meichel the Tanai. Because now he likes her so much to have beer, he forgets about the Tanai. But the Kedushin, that was a good Kedushin before. But over here, that she was a Kedusha Katana. Now she became a Gedolah. Who says in the first beer he has that to make a new Kedushin? That's why I need a second machlokes of Rav. The Yitma, beyond the second case, Yitma Bob, how come a Shmuel? Only in the second case, Shmuel says the beer doesn't help. Because who says he's making a new Maisa Kedusha now? Ava Bahach, but in the first case of a Tanai, Eva Moidle la Rav, maybe he'll agree to Rav that the fact you have Nisuyin with you live with them, you are Moichel the Tanai even without the money, the Kedusha is Chal? Tzricha? No, the Shmuel still says, even though he's living with her, he's not Moichel the Tanai. If she makes the Tanai, good, if not, not. For the Gemara Miyam, a Rav, does Rav say that ki boil in Eloi boiloi, that the Kedusha Ketana, even when she comes to Gedolah, it's only midiraisa if you live with her, and not. For who uvda? It was a case. Teve benorash, this place, norash. For yikdushay kashi Ketana, that she was married when she was a Ketana. For Godlah, and she became a Gedolah. For Yosva veikusayu, when imamas live with her. For Yossi achrino v'chotfa, minei, and another man came and chapped her away. For Rab Run of Rab Chanan, Tamid of the Rab, Hevi Yosam, for Yitzrichu Gitam and Basroi, he did not have to ever get from the second one. So what's Shver? Yerash learns like this. The kash was, it says, Avir Kostaya means, Bapirion. Now, even though the first one now was going to the chuppah, and then the second one became a chapter away, she does not need a get from the second one. So why not? Because the first kedushin is automatically chal midiraisa. So Rashi says, we're talking about time they went to chuppah, but it did not be with her. And still, the case when the second one chopped her away now from the chuppah, even though the second one married her, we say she does not need to get from the second one. Why not? Because she's married to the first one. The first one did not make bia with her yet. So what do you see, according to Rav, that the kedushin by itself becomes kedushin midiraisa? Mor says, no, I'm Rav Papa, benorash minsav nesivei. And the Rav, what they did there was, the minig was, first they made bia. They had the moisavai vekrosayu. And then they brought them into the chuppah. Therefore, the case was avada. First, they had bia. That's why the kedushin was chal midiraisa. And then, if a second husband took her, avada, the second kedushin is not chal. Rav Asher Yomah, who also shloik hoygin, the vigachosu boy shloik hoygin. What does that mean? Since she did something not right, the rabbanon did something not right to back to her. What does that mean? V'yavkinu rabbanon kedushin minei. That's the svara. Really, it could be the first kedushin is not chal midiraisa. Really, she's only a penuya. But the second husband that came and chopped away from the first one, his kedushin, the rabbanon said such a kedushin is not chal. That the klal is always called a mekadesh of that the rabbanon mekadesh, and here the rabbanon don't want his kedushin to be chal. Some of the ravinu Rav Ashi teinach the kodesh pekas, but that's only if you give money. So rabbanon have a power to say hefka bez nefka, as if the money is never called kesef kedushin. The kiddush rebiya mai. What could the rabbanon do if they make kedushin duch biya? The Chura, they made a beer ready, they made a Maya Tekdushin, the Teres of the Enachanami, Sheavu Rabbanon Lebelos Abilas Nus. The Rabbanon have the power to say that beer is a Bias Nus, not a Maya Tekdushin, and therefore the Rabbanon have a right to uproot the Kedushin. That's why you don't need to get from the second one. Because the Rabbanon doesn't let that Kedushin be Chal. And the Svari is always called on the Kaddish. When you make Kedushin, you only do it out after the Rabbanon, and here the Rabbanon said a Kedushin is not Chal, so there's no Kedushin. Halacha is like Reb Lezer now Mishnah, v'cheinomer Reb Loza, halacha k'Reb Eliezer. And that was the first man the Yoma that said, melamden es tekatana shetimoin. In a case where the Gedola died, the Baal HaGedola died, so his wife now falls liyibim midiraisa to the other brother, we tell that brother, teach your wife to give you miyun, now she'll go out of the tiksha, and therefore you could be mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa of yibim.
Now, that what we said before in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara was out of Suffolk. Is it the Pshat that when she becomes a Gedolah, automatically by itself the Kedushim becomes Midiraisa, or is it only because he was Bola? So we said Rashi learns the Pshat, Bahador means by itself, that when you become a Gedolah, automatically the Kedushim is Chal and when Lamafreya. And that's why it's not the pshat that you be mevatel the mitzvahs yibam now, but rather we look as if you're always married to him, and therefore when your brother died, his wife, your wife's sister, never fell to you. So the Ritvotak asked the Frakasha, how is it possible? How could Kedushin be chal by itself midiraisa? Lamaisa, when you were Makadisha, she was a katana. At that time, the Kester Kedushin was not chal. Later, when she becomes a Gedola, how is it possible the Kedushin should be chal? And even if it is chal for some reason, how is it chal l'mafreya? She was a ketana l'mafreya. So it's Ritvotak learns l'mais etzvaka not chal l'mafreya. But the pshat is just that when you give her the money, when you mekadesh bekesef, the law is you can make a gmais kedusha now to be chal liachalam adjoim. Because we say the shibud is here, So kol zaman the shibud is here, like the chiyuv to pay back the money is here, is considered like the money is still around. Therefore, the kedushin could be chal. So Edvo learns when you give the money to the ketana midrabbanan, they made a shibud here. So it's like the money is always around. So when she becomes a gedola, the kedushin is chal then by itself. But the pshat is not that it's chal a mafrei before; it's only chal now. So if it's only chal now, the chuyu should also have a raya that when the yavama falls to you later, you could marry your sister and be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. The teretz is no. Maybe if the yavama falls to you first, now you're not allowed to go do a ma'aseh kedusha now to be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. But over here, the pshat is the ma'aseh kedusha was done when she was a katana. You gave her the money way before. True, the kedushin is not chal until she becomes a gedola, and when she becomes a gedola, the kedushin is first chal from then. But I call upon him, you're not doing the new ma'aseh kedushin now to be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. So therefore, you have no raya according to this pshat that in the case where first the yavama fell, that you would be allowed to marry a sister to be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. Maybe to do a ma'aseh kedushin later cannot be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. Only over here the Ritva says, is because the Maisa Gedushin was done when she was a Katana. Just the Chalais is only a Chal later when she comes a Gedola, so that's better. Alright, we'll stop here.
He holds Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Misha Hoya Noshui Lishtei Yisoymas. A person had two wives, and both wives were Yisoymas Ketanas, young orphans. Shrashi Shtei Yisoymas Nochrius. He married two different wives, and they weren't related one to the other. Umeis, and now he died. So he stayed without children, and he has a brother that's alive. So both his wives, both the Ketanas, fall to his brothers. So Locher is, V'yosa Oichalitzos, Oishalachas Mehem, Poeteros Tarosa. If one of the brothers either make yibum or make bia or make chalitza, and one of them, it patters the other one. As even though the brother is only married to both of them midrabbonin, so we assume as ketanis, young girls, but still the manashoch, the zika is only midrabbonin, so as much as the zika is chal to one, it's chal to the other one, and therefore if you make chalitza on one, it patters the other one. Aye, how can you make chalitza? We had before, you can't make chalitza with a ketana, or ketana can't make chalitza. So Rashi says it means liachas hatagdil. You have to wait until she becomes a gedola, and then she could make chalitza. Now, v'chein shtei charoshes. The same thing if a man got married to two ladies, each one is a cherish. She's deaf and dumb. So she has a locha just like a ketana, that the gedushin is only chal with the rabbonin, and therefore the same halacha, that when he dies, both the wives fall to the brothers, and the brothers make chalitza, yibum one, apart as the other one. We'll soon see about chalitza. By the ketana v'chareshes. Let's say the brother, he was married to a ketana and a chareshes. He had two wives, but two different types. One was mamash a ketana, 10 years old, and one was an older one, but she had the same din, she was a chareshes. Is halacha here, when he dies and both of them fall to the brothers, ain't bias achas mehen poiteris sarosa. Here the BF1 does not patter the other one. So Rashi says, why not? Chalei. We don't know which one your brother really wanted more. V'aychashi v'ishta tvei. Which one is really called his wife? In other words, both of them is only with the Rabbonin. But Vay says in the Rabbonin, though, there are two different types. One is she's a katana, that the Mora says she's a little bit better off because eventually she'll have das. So maybe he likes her better. The other Svar is, no, he likes the Chareshes, the deaf and dumb one, because our koponim, she's the gedola right now. She's where the bia right now. So we don't know which one the brother really wanted, which one is really his wife. So therefore, if you make bia in one, you have to be afraid maybe that was not his real wife. The other one was more. Therefore, you have to make like bia in both of them. Or at least not both of them, but you have to give chalitza to the other one. But what about tikhis v'chareshes? Let's say the brother was married to two wives. One was a normal one, and one was a chareshes. One had a loch like a katana. Is bias ha-pichis poiteras ha-chareshes. And when your brother dies, and the other brother now makes yibum on the pichis, on the lady that was, though that was for sure, the other one is only mikadeshes with the rabbonin. So if you make bia chalitza with the pichis, for ba'ashenkein v'yein bias ha-chareshes poiteras ha-pichis.
But the other way not. If you only make Yibum Mochalitza on the Chereshes, that one your brother was only married to Midirabonin. She's a Cheresh. She can't be Mekadesh Midiraisa. The other wife was married to your brother Midiraisa. So if you only give Chalitza to the Chereshes, that means nothing Midiraisa. Midiraisa, the other wife, was your brother's wife. She is still Zokot Yibum. Therefore, you're going to have to give her Chalitza also. Has the Bia the Chalitza on the Chereshes, the Bia the Chereshes is not part of the Pichas. What about the same halacha, Gedolah Ketana? Let's say a brother was married to two wives. One was a Gedolah, an older one. You married to a Midiraisa. And the other one was a Ketana, that the Kedushin is only Midirabonin. Now, and then he dies, so same halacha. Bias HaGedolah, if the brother now makes Yibum in the older one, that is for sure his wife. Poteras HaKetana, that part is the other one. Because a Manashachia, she's Mekadesh Midirabonin, but you make Yibum in one, and part is the other one. But v'yein bia sakatana poteras hagedolah. But if you only make yibum with the katana, so that is not part of the gedolah. Because midi yiraisa, the katana was not your brother's wife. So you didn't do anything. Who was really your brother's wife? The gedolah. So therefore you still have to make chalitza to the gedolah. Another Gemara says, v'chareshes bas chalitzi, is it true that his wife was the chareshes? That you could give her chalitza? And that's what the Mishnah says. It says here, Oi, v'chein shtei charoshos. If she was married to two charoshos, and then he dies, so the brother can make chalitza to either one of them, and a part of the other one. So Mashmi could make chalitza with the charoshos. For the Gemara, is that true? If you are Tanam, we learned before, ha-cheresh shenechlash. If the Yovam, the brother that's alive, now he's a cheresh. He's deaf and dumb. For charoshos, or else she, the Yovam, is a charoshos. She can't hear and she can't talk. Shecholza, if either one of them was there making a chalitza, or else v'chaletzus min akotin, or else if the man, the yovim, is a kotin, his chalitza is a psula. We learn clearly the chalitza is pasul, it's no good. So how could you say in our Mishnah, v'chein shtei charoshois, which is mashma chalitza, does help? We learned before in the Mishnah, if she's a chareshes, there's no din chalitza, she can't make chalitza. So Rav Gidl, Amarava, Bia, Einachanami. It's only going on Bia. That's what it says, if your brother was married to two charoshos, so now when he dies, if you do something to one, it partners the other one. That's all the Mishnah says. But what can you do to one? Not chalitza, but bia. If you miyabim one of them, that's called your makayim mitzvah, yibim midrabonin, and the other one is free. But to make chalitza in echnami, there's no chalitza by a charoshos. Rav Amarava says no. Even if you want to say, we're talking about, you could give chalitza to a chareshes, still there's no stira. I tell you, kan the chareshes mikora. One, the din we learned before was, the din we learned over here in our Mishnah, that chareshes helps when she was a chareshes mikora. Before your brother first married her, she was a chareshes. Then we talk and say chalitza does help. But kan, where does the din before the chalitza does not help? The Pichas, when they first got married, she was a normal lady. The Yachakach Nischarasha, and the lady she became a Chareshes, she's not a Bar Chalitza. What's the Svara? Chareshes Meikara, if she was a Chareshes when your brother first married her. So then the Svara is, Kihechi di Oal, the same way your brother married her, even though she can't talk, she can't hear, so how do we do it? Rashi says, Remiza. He had to chvase sign language to her. He had to make some remiza to her to show her that he wants to marry her. Even though it's only Chalmud Rabbanin. So then the svar is, Hochi Nofak. It's the same svara that's the way you can get rid of her also. Chalitza could be done to her without an amira. Even though she's a chareshes, just by sign languages, you can give her a chalitza. Ma'ashenka in Pichas. At first she was a normal lady. That's when your brother married her. The Yachakach Nitzcharsha, and then later on during the marriage, she became a Chareshes, is Loi. Then when the brother dies, she cannot make Chalitza. The Miyachva Bokriya, because she Lamaisa can't talk. So since Lamaisa, she was normal when the brother married her. So the Gdushin is Chal Midiraisa. So lady can't give Chalitza. Chalitza Midiraisa doesn't help. If she's not a Baruch, she can't talk. So that's Rabbi's Teretz. That in the case where the lady was a Chareshes Mikora, and then the husband dies, the brothers could make Chalitza with her. Even though she's a Chareshes, but since that's the way she got married in the first place, who are then you could make Chalitza on a Chareshes. And this we're going to slug him up soon. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the kasha to Rava. It says, Eis Abaye. Vechareshes mikora. Bas chalitzi, is it true what you're saying, Rava? That in the case that she was a chareshes at the beginning when your brother first married her, and then your brother died, that you could make chalitzi, is it true? For your tanan, we learned like this, the Mishnah later. Shnei achin. You have two brothers. Echad pikeach v'echad cheresh. One is a normal smart boy, and one is a cheresh. He has been like a cotton. Is nesuyin l'shtein ochris. They were married to two different wives, strangers, one to the other. Achas pikeach v'echad cheresh is the same thing. One wife was normal, and one wife was a chereshes. Now, meis cheresh ba chereshes. Let's say the one, the brother, that he himself was a cheresh, that was married to a chereshes, so that kedushin is only with the rabbonin. When he dies, is ma yase pikeach baal pikris? What should the other brother do now? The one that's normal, married to a normal wife, is kindness. What he should do is be kindness to make yibum if he wants to. Then v'imrotz alaytzi yaytzi. Then if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. But mash mawat, he cannot give a chalitza, since lamaisa she is a chereshes. You can't make chalitza with a chereshes. So the only answer is to go be miyabimah, yibim, you don't need das, you can do it even to a chereshes, and then you give her a get. What about meis pikeach baal pikris? Let's say the other way. The brother that was normal, married to a normal wife, he died, and now she falls to the cheresh. Is mayas the cheresh? What should the cheresh do? Baal chereshes, the one that's married to the chereshes, is kindness. The only way he could do is make yibim. Because since he's a cheresh, he can't make chalitza. Now, once he marries her, he makes yibum, v'yeinai moitzel yolam. He can never get rid of her. Because the maisa, yibum does not need das. So when he's miyabim her, the yibum is chal midiraisa, it's his wife midiraisa. And since he doesn't have das, he can't give a get, so he can never get rid of her. So when this cherish makes yibum now, he can never get rid of her. So my that's what it says here. So my love, aren't we talking about b'chareshes mikara? We're talking about even a case where she was a chareshes at the beginning. And still it says that when the cheresh dies, so what could the pikeach do with his wife? Only yibum and not chalitza. Mashmi, even in a case that she was a chareshes mikara, still you cannot give a chalitza. Akash and Rava. Uketani kainis, it says what? You have to be miyabim in, that's all.